Hey, this is Ted Ski, Pocho Hetman. I've got a special guest in the studio today, but before I do that and get into the music, I just need to tell you, you're listening to KDDD Tucson. We're 99.1 FM downtown radio. Like I said, we get into the music, and then I'll have our guest on.
Well, she's there.
Okay, it was Rock and Roll Circus by Tango, and before that, Rock and Roll Queen by Tango. And we have Mark Guerrero here, and he was the main instigator, I guess, of the band Tango. And I'm hoping, I've got his mic potted up, and we'll see, because this is nonprofit community radio, whether or not the mic is working. let's talk about Rock and Roll Queen.
Okay, now how's my level?
It looks like it's doing well.
So I am on. Okay.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that Rock and Roll Queen was first recorded. I was a solo artist on Capitol Records, and it came out as a single. And then I did a second single, and then I had a falling out with my manager. And I wound up moving to A&M Records, and A&M bought all the masters from Capitol. And then we recorded some new things, and then we put out an album, which was a combination of what was on Capitol and the A&M stuff. So Rock and Roll Queen came out first as Mark Guerrero as a solo artist. And then the same recording came out as part of the Tango album. It was the same musicians anyway, you know. So it's complicated.
Yeah, we could go on for days about crazy label stories.
Yes.
Yeah, that have nothing to do with
music.
Yeah, exactly. The other was Rock and Roll Circus, and that one actually has a little bit even more fraught story.
Yes, that was the last single we did for A&M. We did our album, and they said, "Well, I don't hear a single on it." They didn't think that Rock and Roll Queen was a single, and I think it sounds like a single.
Yeah.
So we did Holy Moses backed by Rock and Roll Circus, and I wasn't too wise to do that. I liked the record, but I kind of attacked the music business in the lyric, where I say, "Watch the drama unfold, watch performers bought and sold, it's a wonder for your eyes to see, and I'm sure you'll be amused watching people being used, it's a wonderful catastrophe." So they wound up burying that record. They didn't even release it, that song.
It's crazy. Anyway, so Mark, just so you know, Mark is in town for... you just came to town to see Ringo Starr, right?
No. That was an afterthought. Yeah. I came to do your show, and Pepe Galvez is over at KXCI.
Yeah.
And also, there's a celebration at... by the way, my dad was Lalo Guerrero, the Tucsonan, who's considered the father of Chicano music. And they named an elderly housing community after him. It's called Lalo Guerrero's Barrio Viejo Elderly Housing. And it's the 20th anniversary, so they're having a celebration. And I'm going to be there, and I'm going to sing a few of my dad's songs. So that was another reason to come.
Yeah, that's, I think I was there when they dedicated the houses, and your dad was playing that time. It was a really remarkable night.
And what's cool is that where it is was my dad's either elementary school or junior high school. It was turned into this.
Yes.
So what a cool thing to have your school be named after you.
Well, my grandmother actually lived across the street from there, because my grandmother kind of knew your father. And she used to talk about, you know, when they would start ringing the school bell, that she could just pop out of the door and run over and not be late.
Holy Moses' hand is getting strong.
was Holy Moses from Tango. Am I allowed to use that name, Tango?
Yes, you may. Listen, I don't like the name. It is what it is.
Yes. And Mark Guerrero, the singer and guitar player on that song, is in the studio with me.
And songwriter.
And songwriter. I need to give all those credits. Make sure that he gets the...
With the accolades.
Yes, exactly.
I hate him.
You were talking about how there's a little bit more of a spiritual angle to that song.
Yeah, it was me. It's a young guy who's young and full of piss and vinegar and horny and everything else. And it's like a spiritual entity coming to the person and saying, hey, you got to get your spiritual life together. And I'm saying, okay, I will, but not now. I got to have some fun, and I'll be there when the bell is rung. I'll be there, but not now. Leave me alone.
Well, I was walking down on Main Street, I thought it was a plain street, when someone stumbled over to me. He said he wanted money, to him it wasn't funny, to get a little something for free. I reached in to get my gold, to help him to get out of the cold. I gave him three hard-earned dollars, and all he said was,
All right, that was Living Off the Land from Tango. And before that, it was, what was it? Nobody's Satisfied from the same group. Those were both by Mark Guerrero, who's sitting right here beside me. Anything you want to say about those?
Yeah, I really like that record a lot. I'm a Wurlitzer electric piano. It's got a horn section. And it was never released because we had some extra songs, and I had to decide which song made the album and which ones didn't. And this one, Living Off the Land, beat this one out, and this one could have easily been on there. I kind of wish it had been. So it's never been released, but hopefully it'll be on a compilation album I'm putting out in the next within a year, so it'll finally see the light of day. But I'm glad you got to play it today.
Hey, I know. This was fun. And before we get too far along, I need to tell you that you're listening to KTDT Tucson. We're 99.1 FM Downtown Radio. You're the antidote to corporate radio. I'm Ted Ski, also known as the Pocho Hetman.
All right.
Name I ought to. I just don't explain it to people.
Did you say Hetman?
Hetman.
What does that mean?
It's a Polish general.
Okay, you're a Pocho Polish general.
Yes, Pocho, and it's my Polish Mexican heritage.
Yeah, I like it. So, Polmex.
Yeah,
Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. That was Get Your Baby by Mark and the Escorts. We've got Mark here, no escorts, however. You've got a story about that song.
Well, we recorded that way back when I was only 14, I think barely turned 15, and I'm on lead guitar there on my Fender Stratocaster. And we made that record, and decades later, it was in a movie called Logan Lucky, starring Daniel Craig and Katie Holmes and Channing Tatum and Adam Driver, and they played the whole record in the song. And the whole record in the movie.
Yeah, I think he's like working out.
Yeah, he's working out.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig is doing push-ups about an hour in prison. He's got the black and white striped uniform. And they play the entire record. And we wound up on the cast album, the soundtrack with Creedence Clearwater and Dr. John and kinds of people. So it was an amazing thing to happen so many years later. And I just found out that on Apple Music, it's on the list of 50 Chicano Essentials, and it's like number 38 on there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. I was you posted about it, and I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Coming on down to me.
Clayton as the lady that sang on the Rolling Stones, just a shot away, just a shot away, give me shelter.
Yeah.
So they were the background singers on the record, and on drums was the famous Hal Blaine, on bass Joe Osborne. They played on Mr. Tambourine Man by the Birds. They played on
The Wrecking Crew, right?
The Wrecking Crew. They played on Strangers of the Night, Frank Sinatra, you name it. And so yeah, I had the best musicians in the world there, and I'm on guitar and vocal, and it's my song. And the producer was Lou Adler, who produced The Mamas and the Papas. Carole King is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that was a pretty big time thing. I was 21 years old.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's a great song, too. I mean, other than just giving credit to all the... speaking of which, play I'm Brown. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, this is a record I'm most proud of. It's sort of a... It's a kind of protest song, you know, a Chicano pride song. But the chorus says, "Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member of the human race." So I think it's got a nice universal theme, but it's such a strong record and magical. Everything about it I like. I'm on acoustic guitar, piano, and one of the two lead guitars. And it was in the Grammy Museum twice, in 2008 and then last year, 2022, in an exhibit called Songs of Conscience, Sounds of Freedom. So the song has been recognized at the Grammy Museum.
Oh, there you go. Well, here it is, I'm Brown, and this is an album we credit to Tango, right?
Yes and no. It first came out on Capitol with me as a solo artist, and that same recording was released on the Tango album the next year.
Okay, there we go. So I'm Brown.
Thank you.
call us, we'll keep in touch. But just as long as you don't say too much, so take a step to the back of your heart. It isn't much, but you know it's a start. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member of the human race. But don't shout, don't you know I found out that you don't know what you're talking about. But Lord knows, I know how it goes. Everybody's got to stay on his toes. But hey, son, get that off of the ground. Awake up, see what's going down. Don't you know I'm brown? Can't you see my face? But I'm first a member of the human race.
We're going to finish off with, you said Walk On Down.
Right.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. That's also one that's credited to Tango. But
yeah, that was recorded. That was definitely recorded by Tango for A&M and produced by Joe Wissert. And it's a real bluesy kind of a song about, you know, be careful, don't trust a lot of people. A lot of dishonest people around. Sometimes watch out for your brother, you know. So, but it's very funky with a nice slide part by John Valenzuela, and let's check it out.
Yeah, and just before we, because I don't know if we're gonna have a chance to chat before we switch over to Brian, who's arrived.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah. By all means, feel free to. I'm pretty organic, man.
We're organic.
We're very organic. All right, so here it is, Walk On Down by Tango, and thank you for coming in, Mark.
You're welcome. I had a great time.
give a hand to Mr. Tedsky bringing in such top talent like Mark Guerrero. That was from his band Tango from back in the day. I believe the name of the song was Walk On Down. Yes, it was. And, yeah, it was nice to meet him. How cool is, like, Super Duper radio station? And he's the son of the famous Lalo Guerrero, too. So, multi-generational, international, special, rooted in Tucson, Salsa Sabor Delicioso.